Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. It's going crazy out there, folks. The world is on fire. The United States is on fire. So much to tell you about. First of all, breaking news, President Trump shares that he'll be making a major announcement tomorrow. I don't know what that could possibly be. Nobody in the world knows more and understands more about President Trump than I do. I don't have the slightest clue what he could possibly announce tomorrow, why he'd want to announce it. Heading into a Christmas week, I don't know, but it must be something very big. And all I can tell you is he will be the guest on my show on Real America's Voice a week from Saturday. Not this Saturday. It'll be a great show again this Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. But next Saturday, President Donald J. Trump will be my guest, and he's making a huge announcement tomorrow. What is a major, huge announcement? I don't know. This just in, well, it's not really just in, but in today, my show starts now, and of course it was in before the show. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates another 50 basis points and then announced to the world that there's going to be more rate increases in 2023. That shocked Wall Street, and that there would be no cuts in 2024. How they know that this far in advance, I have no idea, because they couldn't pick my nose. They're so bad. So they don't have any idea what 2023 or 2024 will bring, but I have an idea, and I am not an economist, and I'm not a financial genius like my financial guru, Kip Herridge, who understands stocks like no one in the world. But I'll tell you what, I am a common sense guy, and there's a suicide bomber at the White House, there's a suicide bomber at the Fed, there's a suicide bomber at the World Economic Forum, there's a suicide bomber atop all of them, George Soros, there's a suicide bomber atop George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, and they're trying to destroy this country, and inflation is not going down. Anything you hear to the contrary is a lie. Inflation is at the same or getting worse every single month. Everything I buy is higher today than it was yesterday and the day before and the week before and the month before. So anyone who says inflation has peaked is a bookworm that's looking at charts and not living in the real world. It's only getting worse, and next year is going to be even worse. More big news. Sam Bankman-Fried taken to a rat-infested Bahamas jail after begging a judge to grant bail because he's a depressed vegan. Now he's going to be in a jail in the Bahamas, probably the only white guy in the entire jail. Good luck to you, Sam Bankman-Fried. That should be an experience. And my guess is he'll come out of it either shanked or they'll claim he committed suicide. Either way, he's gone. He's eliminated, and he'll never testify about the FTX scandal that I believe is the worst scandal in the history of the Democrat Party. It's right up there with the Hunter Biden laptop that nobody ever saw. They gave so much money in 2022, and all the money they gave was concentrated on defeating Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, Carrie Lake and Blake Masters in Arizona, Adam Laxalt in Nevada, all the Trump candidates, Herschel Walker in Georgia. That's how they beat him. That's how they made the case that no one likes Trump anymore and that Trump isn't popular and his candidates all lost. They used billions of dollars of money laundered in Ukraine from FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, and he knows where all the bodies are buried, and they're going to murder him as sure as I'm standing here. Meet the new Seth Rich. This guy just became the new Seth Rich, and Democrats are going to make sure this guy's murdered, but they're a lot smarter than they were with Jeffrey Epstein, where the guards were sleeping and the videos were off, and he was heard screaming, and then they claim he committed suicide. That's just a little bit too much to do a second time in a row. So what a brilliant idea. Get him arrested in the Bahamas. Stick him in a horrible Bahamas hellhole jail where everybody is black and poor, and a rich little white Jewish boy enters the jail cell, and they are going to kill him as sure as I'm standing here, or he is going to be suicided, and you'll never see him again, not around to testify about all the crimes committed by the Democrat Party and select rhinos like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. All right, Las Vegas police release booking photo of Joe Biden's non-binary former nuclear waste official, Sam Brinton. I have just gone insane at the idiocy of this man being in charge of America's nuclear waste and being one of the big shots at the Energy Department for months now. He is a man, dresses as a woman, and is involved in pup sex. He turns you into a slave, and you bark like a puppy, and he beats the crap out of you. These are sick people, mentally ill, sick people who don't know what sex they are, don't know if they've got a penis or a vagina, probably has both, probably has fun with both of them, and is a weirdo. These are weird, bizarre people. What they're doing in government, I have no idea. They used to be waiters. They used to work at, you know, shows on the strip. What they're doing in major positions at Health and Human Services and the Energy Department, I have no idea. But how do we finally get rid of this weirdo in high heels, a man in high heels that dresses as a woman and likes you to bark like a dog? He had to steal luggage at two different airports in order for us to get rid of him. And finally, the last indignity was stealing luggage at the Las Vegas airport. These are sick people, mentally ill, not just because he dresses as a woman and wears high heels and makes people bark like dogs and likes puppies. No, that's not really the only reason he's mentally ill. He's mentally ill because he steals luggage, which means he's a self-hating, self-destructive loser that lost the biggest job of his life and is now fired. And instead of handling being in charge of the nuclear waste of the United States of America, he's taking prison shots, mug shots, and he's going to wind up in a prison cell. But of course, or the pound. Maybe he's going to be at the Humane Society. But deep down, this is probably what he wanted all along. He wasn't getting enough puppy action in the government, right? So now he'll get plenty of puppy action when he gets to a prison cell. He's going to be barking and moaning, I can tell you that much. And he probably will like every minute of it. How disgusting. You low-life loser. This is what's wrong with America. And then, how about this one? Just to follow up on that story. Former CNN producer for Chris Cuomo pleads guilty in a pedophile scandal. John Griffin, who works, quote, shoulder to shoulder with Chris Cuomo. Well, that's interesting. Shoulder to shoulder with Chris Cuomo. So he was shoulder to shoulder with Chris Cuomo, pleaded guilty on Monday in federal court to using interstate commerce to entice and coerce a 9-year-old girl to engage in sexual activity at his Vermont ski house. Wow, this is a different, I didn't even know that. This is a different CNN producer pedophile than Jake Tapper's former producer, Rick Salaby, who resigned after it emerged that he solicited sexually explicit photos of an underage girl. Wow, this guy Griffin admitted to meeting the girl's mother on a website during the summer of 2020, after which he persuaded her to bring the 9-year-old child to his Vermont ski home for illegal sexual activity. According to the Daily Mail, Griffin used Google Hangouts and Kick, I don't even know what Kick is, to convince the mothers that a woman is a woman regardless of her age and that women should be sexually subservient and inferior to men. This according to the indictment. You know, this is not according to the National Enquirer. It's according to the indictment. Wow. He worked for 8 years as a producer at CNN and was fired following his arrest. And here's a photo of him and Chris Cuomo together. Wow. And it actually says in the photo, Chris Cuomo says, can he get me blessed by Pope Francis thanks to my giant baby head? Let's try it, shall we? Gives new meaning to those words now, doesn't it? He also attempted to entice two other children over the internet to engage in sexual activity, allegedly, proposing a virtual training session which would involve instructing a mother and her 14-year-old daughter to get naked and touch each other at his direction. And then in June 2020, he proposed to a mother of a 16-year-old that she take a little mother-daughter trip to a ski house for sexual training involving the minor. And she went. She went? I guess you're telling me she did. There's some sick people in this world. And they all happen to be Democrats. Wow. And now, to the actual two biggest news stories of the day. First of all, how much time we have, Chris? A minute and a half. All right. So I'm going to tease the two stories. And then we'll come back and we'll actually dig into them. Number one, I believe as Title 42, which means Remain in Mexico, ends in the next week. In the next few days, this literally is the end of America. America will never recover. There are experts predicting, you know, up till now, 5 million illegals were let into the United States in the last 2 years under Biden. There are experts who are now predicting well over 6 million will come into the United States in just the next 12 months. So now it's gone from, you know, 2.5 million a year to 6 million a year. We're never going to recover, and I predicted all of this. I predicted if Democrats ever won another presidency, and in this case, they stole the presidency, they rigged it and stole it, and now they're fixing it so we can never win again by letting in the entire world, millions and millions and millions. And if it's going to be 6 million, maybe it'll be 10 million this year. Maybe next year it'll be 20 million. The entire world is lined up to come in. How do you know I'm right and I'm not exaggerating? Because California Governor Gavin Newsom says California is about to break amid a flood of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires. Gavin Newsom said illegal immigration policies of the federal government are not working and the U.S. government must take responsibility and ownership. Gavin Newsom is on Wayne Root's team. California will sink based on all the illegals coming in. And I've got news about the COVID vaccine when we get back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com.
PatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ruth, you know, I've had dogs my whole life, and I've met pup handlers. I've never met a pup handler. Oh, my God. You know, I could have lived my whole life without ever hearing that term and seeing that disgusting, low-life, perverted piece of human garbage and a major government role at the Energy Department overseeing the nuclear waste of the United States of America. You know, that's a sick man. I can imagine what he really wanted to do with the nuclear waste. He may get a chance to do it, too, in a prison cell. With about 52 other men around him. These are all disgusting people, man. These are the people that when I was a kid, you'd say, what a weirdo. He hides in a closet. He hides in an alleyway. And now you make him a major government official because Democrats are in charge. Do you know how sick this is? How about this headline? Wait, I'm not done. There's better headlines. There's a better headline than a pup handler in the White House as a major Democrat government official in charge of nuclear waste. You know, what could be wilder than that? Obama, well, he is the real President Obama, but Biden, the puppet president, who takes Obama's orders, he actually signed a bill at the White House, Respect for Marriage Act, which is all about LGBTQ and, you know, putting you and me in jail for disrespecting somebody using the wrong pronoun. But a drag queens were invited to the White House for the signing ceremony. And a drag queen at the White House once performed for a 2-year-old boy. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. It's impossible. Marty G. Cummings. Cummings. Oh, that's funny. Marty G. Cummings must have changed her name. A drag queen who Joe Biden invited to attend the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act shared a picture of his invitation on social media, said he was grateful to receive the overture to go to the White House. Long history of activism. One video of Cummings singing the children's song Baby Shark to a toddler went viral 3 years ago. Footage showed Cummings donned in a wig, high heel boots, and a leotard tightly hugging his genitals.
clapping along with the tune, at one point spinning onto a long table and briefly drawing the attention to his nether regions. A man who appeared to be the boy's father was smiling, bouncing the child on his knees, and recording the interaction while grinning from ear to ear. Folks, there are sick people in this world, and they're taking over the United States of America. They're not hiding anymore in strange clubs in Lower Manhattan, okay? They're at the White House. This is bizarre. All right, Engineer Tax Services is this... Chris is laughing in my ear. Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this segment of the show. See, I have real people, not freaks, weirdos, and bizarros. And nut jobs. I have real people sponsoring my show, like Engineer Tax Services. If you're a real person, and you're not a weirdo, and you own a small business, and you don't like paying a lot of extra taxes to Uncle Sam, then listen up, because Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar multinational corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. They're attorneys, engineers, and scientists that perform millions of these tax services, and they save regular businesses like yours billions of dollars by working directly with your accountant. You don't have to fire your accountant. They work directly with your accountant, and you don't hire them until you find out what they can save you. You go there, you call them, and you get a free no-cost analysis. You tell them Wainwright sent you. It's 100% free. It costs you nothing. It's risk-free. You're under no obligation to buy or join or anything like that. Just check it out. You owe it to yourself. 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. So I told you there was another huge story I wanted to get to. What do we have, Chris? Like 90 seconds again? A buck 20, even less. A third journalist has died suddenly and unexpectedly at the Qatar World Cup. I believe that's how you pronounce the country, right? It's Qatar. Or maybe it's Qatar. Maybe it's Qatar. It's Qatar. I'm sorry. It looks like Qatar, but it's Qatar. I always forget whether it looks like the way it sounds. Qatar World Cup. Third journalist. When the first journalist died, suddenly and unexpectedly, clearly of a heart attack, I said, my God, the vaccine's killing everyone. Then a second journalist died. And I said, my God, the vaccine's killing everyone. Now a third journalist died. And these journalists, the very definition of journalist means they're liberal. They love everything government says. They trust government. They followed government. They love Fauci like Jimmy Kimmel. They followed Fauci. And they all got quadruple jab. They probably got their fifth jab on the way to Qatar, on the way to the World Cup. Three journalists dead suddenly and unexpectedly. The entire liberal world is dropping dead suddenly and unexpectedly. And they're so dumb and clueless, they listen to government and they notice all their friends dying around them and they keep going, wow, I don't really understand what's happening. You're just dealing with people that are so clueless, they couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by a half percentage point.
The increase is less than the recent three-quarters point hikes. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal. Senate Republicans are speaking out against the omnibus bill that lawmakers reportedly have agreed on. Lawmakers need to pass a government funding bill before it runs out of money and partially shuts down the government on Friday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is calling on Republicans to support a continuing resolution instead of the omnibus bill.
Let's postpone this vote until the first quarter. Give the House Republican leadership an opportunity to come up with a budget.
USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
the roots on fire. Goldgate Capital is on fire. They are the sponsor of this show, and they are the official gold and silver and precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? If you haven't ever heard that offer before, then you better listen up, because these guys are giving you that offer. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them that Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers now and get up to $15,000 in free silver. And again, hear my words, on your first order. You don't get it for making a phone call. You get it for ordering some gold and silver. And the more you order, the more you get free. It's as simple as that. They sell physical gold and silver, and you can put it inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, retirement account. They sell it delivered right to your door or inside. IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call them now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Be among the first 100 callers and get up to $15,000 in free silver in your first order. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 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 or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, we got our guest here, Joe, let's hope I can pronounce this right, Julasyrium, author of the Practical MBA on Economics, What They Do and Don't Teach You at Business School. Joe, did I get your last name right?
You're doing pretty good. Not like somebody I played hockey with when I was a kid. It's Julasyrium, but you get 9 out of 10. How are you today, Wayne?
All right, so Julasyrium, is that, am I saying that right?
Julasyrium? Yeah, yeah. You did
okay,
pretty good.
Cool. All right, close enough. All right, so listen, I'm a business guy. Even though it's a political show, everything to me is about money. Everything is about money. When you have drag queens at the White House, you're not making money. You're not helping the economy. You're not doing anything for bad inflation and interest rates. You're too busy flirting with drag queens. That doesn't work for me. So everything to me has a money tie-in. So that's why I wanted you on the show, because I don't think anyone's getting taught the right things in school. So why did you write this book, The Practical MBA on Economics, What They Do and Don't Teach You at Business School? What do they teach you at business school, and what don't they teach you at business school?
Well, in business school, a lot of what I learned was very abstract and was not practical when I studied. And quite frankly, when I was in business school, I was more interested in passing my examinations. They were pretty tough. But going to the reason of why I really wrote the book is it would be difficult today to get through life without YouTube, Google, Microsoft platforms, Spotify, and the likes. Yet people are somehow accepting that they can get through life without a rich, practical knowledge of economics and finance. And in my opinion, it doesn't have to be a yucky subject, because it explains the human psyche and the quest for self-maximization. So simply put, it offers the rest of us a fighting chance and drives makes government accountable for its unmitigated failures, well, at least since the Great Depression.
Hold on. Listen, I'm always honest with my guests. I have no idea what you just said. I don't have a clue what you just said.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean? What gives us a fighting chance, Joe? I don't even know what you're talking about. What gives us a fighting chance?
The book I wrote is there's too many people believing the official narratives by government, and I'll give you an example on inflation being at 7.1%, which I don't agree with that number. And, you know, we're so caught up and distracted in things, Wayne, that we need to understand the economics, because I believe that, you know, like you mentioned when we first got on, the money is what's driving the politics and the way we behave in our societies. And there's a lot of people that aren't paying attention to this, and they're listening to the rich, you know, to the financial news and the official narratives and saying, okay, I buy that. And by the way, inflation came down 0.3% or whatever it was from month to month, or this year, last year it was lower. So my book tears apart that narrative. And what it does is the Practical MBA on Economics really goes right from the Great Depression to gold, to the advent of the U.S. dollar, to the fall of the British pound, to Bretton Woods and all the stock market crashes. So I want people to walk away and say, you know what, I feel full, and no, I want to question some of the official stories. So it is contrarian in nature, but it's
all right, so listen, that's okay. That's okay. Joe, I'm contrarian, so that's good. And I listen to government. As a matter of fact, I assume every word out of government's mouth is a lie. Every word out of the media's mouth is a lie. I don't believe anything they say. So as an example, today the Fed raised the rates again. And their claim is, if you listen to all the headlines in the media today, not only did they raise rates 50 basis points, but they said they're going to raise them again and again, much more hawkish than anybody thought, again and again next year. And they're not even planning to cut them in 2024. So what do you make of that announcement?
Well, I make of that announcement that I feel there is some truth in that, and then there's another school of thought on that, too. The Fed's in the trap. The U.S. Treasury's in the trap. The Fed has a $9 trillion balance sheet. The U.S. Treasury's about $31.5 trillion in the whole on an accumulated basis. You see, a lot of people don't they just follow the deficit on by the year. I accumulated.
Right,
and
not the national debt.
You might find it interesting that last month to this month, from September to October, October to November, $249 billion deficit just in 1 month. So what you have here is an extra $12.5 trillion liquidity in the market, and it's created the Cantillon effect, which basically means in English, too much money chasing the same amount of goods. And you go, geez, we got inflation. And I also follow a site you might want to go to called Shadow Stats. And they measure inflation when you and I grew up. And in the 1980s, based on that CPI format and their numbers, they're saying it's closer to 14, 15%. And when you go buy groceries, when you go buy...
It's close to 20. 20, Joe.
Yeah,
20.
Exactly.
You know? When I go to the grocery store, I can't believe it. And I've said this, and I'm going to hammer it home again. Not only the grocery store, not only the gas pump, not only my electric bill, every bill in my life, the restaurant bills. I go out to eat all the time, and the restaurant bills are killing me. But, you know, just even like my P.O. box where I collect my mail, they just gave me the new bill for the new year. It's dramatically up. My storage unit where I store all kinds of files and papers away from my home, the storage unit was $90 a month when I got it 3 years ago. Then it went to $100 a month. Then it went to like $110. Now it went to $160. They're out of their minds. Nobody can afford this. And I don't care what you make. I make a very good income, more than probably 99% of the people listening. And I'm in a lot of trouble. I cannot pay these bills. No matter how much money I make, I'm losing. I'm falling behind. So I can't even imagine how middle class people are surviving this. I think the only reason middle class people are surviving is A, they own homes and their homes are still up, and maybe they've been in them 20, 30 years. They have a lot of equity. And B, their mommy and daddy die. You know, most middle class people, if you're 50, your parents are 80. If you're 60, your parents are 90. When they die, they leave you $1 million. You know, even if they're not rich, if you have a house, it's worth $600,000 in New York, $700,000, $800,000. So just the home alone and a little bit of savings, and you're going to get $1 million inheritance. I think that's the only reason that the economy is holding up for a few middle class people. Without mommy and daddy leaving you money and without a house with a lot of equity, you're just dead right now. Dead.
You're in trouble, and the victims are going to be the middle class. And in my opinion, I mentioned it to a company I was talking at, and the middle class are the social conscience of a civilization, of a society. You know, they believe in the tenets of fair play, freedom, rule of law, all those things. You know, the institutions that, you know, I grew up believing in, and if you put them out of the way, you've got carte blanche now to implement, you know, somewhat of a dystopian world that I hope doesn't turn out that way. But I also think that this money printing has caused a lot of this. And you're talking about, well, how can they increase interest rates more and more and more? Well, this is not Paul Volcker's time. When Paul Volcker was was the chairman of the Fed, Wayne, we had about $1 trillion on the books, so he could jack up interest rates to 16, 17. I'm talking about $1 trillion of debt. Well, now we'll keep it simple so I can do these numbers in my head and your audience can figure it out. $30 trillion is actually $31.5 trillion. $30 trillion in debt. Let's say if you took only if interest rates went up to 6, 7%, you had to eventually renew a lot of this debt. And let's see if it went up to 7%. Well, 7% of $30 trillion is about $2.1 trillion. Well, your budget in the U.S. is $4.2 trillion. Well, what are people going to say when 50% of your money goes towards paying interest on your debt? So,
yeah, well, and listen, kid. Now listen, Joe, the Fed is raising interest rates into a recession, into massive debt, and I see a disaster on the way. I think things are going to get worse and worse, not better and better, especially for the middle class and for small business. For rich people, it never matters. You know, I have lots of rich friends. Does not matter. All my richest friends are doing great. Life's wonderful. They all own mansions. Their houses are way up. They, you know, they got a house worth $10 million. I don't think they have any problems in life. Everyone I know who's middle class is dying, just sucking wind. So it's not a good situation for the middle class, and guess who votes Republican? The middle class. And guess how rich people vote nowadays? Democrat. And now you know what's happening to our country. It's very sad. Joe, we got to run. He's the author of The Practical MBA in Economics, What They Do and Don't Teach You at Business School. Joe, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. All the best, and thank you for having me on.
Happy holidays. All right. Wayne Allyn Root, bad situation. And by the way, I want to reiterate again that the Fed raised interest rates again today, 0.50 basis points. And they said they're going to keep raising. They shocked Wall Street because everybody thought they were going to say they wouldn't keep raising, or they would lower the, you know, maybe a 0.25, another 0.25, and then no more next year. Nope, they said they're going to keep raising, and it's because I know I'm right. The inflation is not licked in any way, shape, or form. Inflation is here to stay, and it's getting worse, and they know it. They know it, and it's a bad situation. So is the COVID vaccine. Third journalist died suddenly and unexpectedly at the World Cup at Qatar. And the liberals still don't have any clue what's going on. Liberal journalists, clueless, as everyone around them drops dead suddenly and unexpectedly. So, they're all vaxxed. It's time for today's asset protection update. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA,
or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldGateCapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Paper.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. That's what we need. We need a global healing, and we need it fast. Oh, my God. I think we also need a divorce. You know, I've been divorced, and I've been married, and I'm telling you, when you're married to someone and you can't stand each other anymore, you're much better off getting divorced than staying together and waking up every morning and want to, you know, jump across the table and scream at them. And I'm telling you, America needs a divorce. We can't live with these people anymore. I can't live in a country where the White House invites drag queens. I can't live in a country where they want to force vaccinate little children. I can't live in a country where they want green energy so my electric bill is $2,000 a month and my gas in my car is going to be $12 a gallon. I cannot live in a country that doesn't want energy independence and wants us to be like Cuba and drive donkey carts in 1958 Oldsmobiles and get our energy from countries that hate us, that are enemies of the United States. I can't live in a country that has an open border that's letting in millions and millions of foreigners. I can't live like this. I can't live with these people anymore. We cannot live with them. They're mentally insane. All of them are nuts. They love transgenders. They want to convince Johnny, your child, that you love your precious Johnny to be Janie. We cannot live with them anymore. We need a separation. We need a divorce. There's got to be the red states of America and the blue states of America. And we got to get away from these people and get away from them fast. All right, I'm excited to tell you, however, about our newest sponsor, because Global Healing is a vitamin company, and I love vitamins, and I've loved vitamins since I was, about 15 years old. And I went from being the nerd who got sand kicked in his face to being the hero of my school and getting elected to vice president of my class and making the football team and making the track team and making the tennis team and lettering in three sports. And my life changed dramatically. And I always thought vitamins made a big difference in my confidence level and my health level and my growth level. You know, my body grew fast. Vitamins were everything to me. And they've been that way ever since for, you know, another 50 years since. So Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group, He was one of President Trump's health advisors in Trump's first term of his presidency. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including the big four. I call them the big four anyway. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin. The big four for your immune system, including liquid versions of those vitamins, all made in the USA. Number one best-selling product, however, is a one-of-a-kind product called Oxy Powder. All disease begins in the gut, says Dr. Group. Well, Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount just for my fans, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. You ever heard of vitamin as a one-year, 100% money-back guarantee? Go to globalhealing.com/war. You can only get these things by going to globalhealing.com/war. You got to put that slash Wayne Allyn Root, globalhealing.com/war, and get all their vitamins 15% off, including their one-of-a-kind number one seller Oxy Powder. So listen, someone has got to ask, you know, like as an example with this journalist, the third journalist dying in one World Cup unexpectedly and suddenly. It's just not possible that this could happen unless it's happening everywhere in society and something is very, very, very wrong. And it is very, very, very wrong. Believe me, we've got a big problem in our hands, and I keep talking about it, that soon there's going to be a die-off, I believe, next year, 2023, because you can see how it's accelerating beyond anyone's belief and beyond any doctor's ability to stop it. As a matter of fact, the ones who will die the fastest are the doctors, because they're all morons who followed the advice and took the jabs. They actually listened to Fauci and the CDC, and they willingly took the jabs. Shows you, you thought doctors were smart. Doctors are sheep. They're just sheep. Either that or they're all afraid of losing their license. They're afraid of losing their income. They won't be able to pay their mortgages and their wife's fur coats and their wife's diamond rings. And I get all that. I really do understand that. But then every one of them should have taken a fake vaccine and faked it. They should not have taken the real vaccine. They should have bought a fake vaccine card, or they should have all agreed. You know, Dr. A agrees he just injected you and he gave you some saline, and Dr. B injected A, gave him some saline, and you both verify the other one got it, and they didn't, because all the doctors are going to die. And in Canada, doctors are dying left and right, and the only district in Canada and the United States, I believe in America, doctors are dying left and right, and nobody's talking about it, no one's publicizing it, no one's putting it in the paper. Every other person on earth you can imagine that's dying suddenly and unexpectedly is in the headlines and in the newspaper, but not doctors. But in Canada, seven doctors died in a few days. Seven doctors, all young, died in a short period this summer. Overall, hundreds of doctors, they say, have died in Canada. Hundreds. The list is, there's a website that has the pictures of every doctor that's died in Canada. It's hundreds of doctors because they've all had to get vaccinated to keep their jobs and keep their medical licenses. So my question continues to be, who's going to be the policeman when policemen die? Who's going to be the firemen when too many firemen die? Who's going to be the paramedics? Who's going to be the nurses? Who's going to be the doctors? Who's going to be the military that defends our nation when the whole military has been forced to get the vaccine and they all start dying? Who is going to be the jet pilots to fly you around on Southwest and Delta and United and every other airline? There's not going to be enough pilots. There already aren't. That's why we have massive delays and shortages and flight cancellations left and right. But it's going to get far, far worse. And who's going to take responsibility for all this? When are we going to have a Nuremberg 2 trial to put people in prison? And I hope give people the death penalty who knew the results of the pre-trial of the vaccine and then knew the results on the VAERS vaccine adverse event reporting system and ignored all of it and then said, give people more vaccines. You must take the vaccine. We must mandate the vaccine. That's a crime against humanity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.